You are now listening to The Confession Box, where sinners are celebrated.
Every Sunday with Father Creed and Sister Barry.
Sinners can send in their confessions via our socials or email at theconfessionboxpod@gmail.com.
We welcome you to our fucking iconic congregation. Follow us on Instagram and TikTok at The Confession Box Pod.
If you enjoy this episode, please rate, follow, subscribe and share.
Now go forth and eat, pray, slay.
Hey guys, it's Father Creed.
And Sister Barry.
We're joined by our first guest, aren't we?
Not Duchess, she's here though. sorry, the dog needs a shout out. Ashling, our good friend Ash, is here.
Hello.
I'm so awkward.
Ashling is so uncomfortable, it's so funny.
Like, you can literally see her skin crawling. Oh. Like, this is an ick, a new life ick.
Oh, it's such an ick, and I then fell on the couch and I was trying to get over here as well.
That's
it's
okay.
Like, it's a sign.
It's not a sign. It's not a sign.
I saw the sign. Anyway, basically, what are we talking about today?
Today, we're going to be talking about, well, Limnock, our hometown, Limerick.
I love Limerick.
Okay, walking ad.
Like, do you know when they got them people to do fucking, you know, paid SpanCon to show around Limerick?
Yeah.
Excuse me.
Oh, like the city.
Why wasn't I contacted? I would put Limerick across my chest for
where
any amount of money.
Where was your email? Where was your brochure?
Limerick County Council, listen. So annoying.
Willie O.D., if you're listening.
Willie. Like,
who saw him out recently, actually? He was on
sorry,
some story.
Everyone sees Willie O.D. Yeah. on a night.
Willie O.D. is a sesh man. You know,
he was out during someone's 12 pubs anyways. I was howling.
I love that.
Nell.
It was
Nell. It was Nell.
Shout out to Nell.
Press Flowers by Nell. Seeing Willie O.D. on a night out with their little elf.
I love Willie. Like, he's so
iconic.
Funny.
So my granddad is the skull off Willie O.D.
Is he?
No, like mustache and all, except my granddad only has one eye. Let's just, yeah, he lost it as a child. Anyways, but whatever, my granddad used to drink a Brown's Pub.
A gog.
In Pardine. My granddad used to drink a Brown's Pub in Pardine. And I remember, like, you know, you'd be getting a taxi and people would be saying, like, oh yeah, I go there and, like, I'd drink there sometimes. I'm like, oh, do you know my granddad, like, John Barry? He goes, the Willie O.D. looking fucker. I was like, yeah.
That's kind of iconic. I love that.
It was iconic. So, yeah.
So we're going to talk about, like, the different levels of going out in Limerick.
Yeah.
So will we start off at the first one?
Where did you go on your first night out?
Molly's.
The Molly's Fee.
Where did you go?
It's probably Crush. But it probably wasn't. It was,
but that wasn't really a night out. That was, like, to go for your grads, wasn't it?
It wasn't even my grads. I went when I was in 50. I went for Nell's.
She was a wild girl.
She was
but I also
a
was
girl.
Punches, wasn't that?
Punches.
I never went there.
Punches. So, like, Punches, I'd say, would be my first, like, night out, which I think is hilarious.
Oh,
to think
so
back on.
Funny.
I think I was in, like, what, 50 or 40 or maybe?
Yeah.
I started
drinking young. But Punches is, like, a tiny, like, local pub in Patrickswell. Like, I remember, I think there's a pool table somewhere in there.
I can't remember.
And I remember, like, going there with the girls and, like, literally, like, full body con dress, full high heels, full glam, a clutch in hand, girls. I wouldn't wear this to the pub.
Down the main street in Patrickswell.
It's a proper local, like.
It's a local pub, like.
But the thing was, they let in people who were underage.
Oh, that's it. And, like, the second we get in, we get, like, pints of Bulwark's.
Ew.
And I remember me and Aoife Malone, if you're listening, love her.
Hey, Queen.
We did be trolleyed off the cider. Like, I remember that so well. We'd be literally, like, dancing and nearly, like, falling around our heels and the smoking area at the back, which was, like, a
I was never
bench.
There. I missed that era.
No, that was a fun era.
Yeah, no.
Met my first boyfriend there. And that didn't end well, so.
Was it really a good era?
No, but it was funny all the same.
It was messy.
I
You'd be
don't.
Like, where's your friend gone? And it's like, oh, she's behind Centra.
She's just behind Centra.
And then your parents will come collect you, like, down the road.
Oh yeah, God, yeah, that was the worst. Your parents would be there to collect you and be like, hi.
No, please.
I couldn't write it.
No,
couldn't
truly.
Write it.
Oh my God, no. So, Molly's was the big one.
Molly's was
an era.
Molly's was just a different genre.
I loved Molly's.
I wasn't a big Molly's girl.
I think I wasn't a big Molly's girl either, only for like a month.
No, I don't.
But
I
loved
think,
that month.
I think I've had a total of four nights out of Molly's ever.
Really?
I was in Molly's this year, lads. I'm so embarrassed.
What?
25.
Shut up.
Why were you in Molly's?
I was in Molly's this year. It was because...
Why?
I was going to like look up the date on my phone. That's why I looked at my phone. But it was a night I did that hosting event.
Yes.
Oh my God. Why were you there then?
Because the lads who organised it, they were in like college. So it was like their college.
Yeah, they were in college.
I'm also in college. I'm just
But they were in college. That's bad to even go there when you're in college.
No, they're like
not first year.
I don't know. It was a slow night. They were like, we'll go to Molly's. We went.
I feel like Molly's for me anyway.
It was an experience.
I feel like Molly's was summer of six there for me. You go get the fishbowl.
Oh, lots of fishbowls.
I love the fishbowls.
And like, didn't you get like the buckets of desperados there?
Oh, yeah.
I was there for a New Year's once. That was a good New Year's.
My friend Sophie always gets them. She gets like, the bucket of desperados to herself.
As she should.
I used to get like, oh my God, redheaded sluts.
No.
Do you remember those drinks?
It's sexy though, doesn't it?
Yes, asking you.
I said, no, I'm not about you.
No, but you remember that drink? It was like Frosties. So it was Frosties Cola or whatever. And that was red. And then you put like 7-Up into it and something else.
Oh, because what I'm thinking of is just the Frosties drink, which is the Cola Piranha.
Yeah, I think that's what it was. But they called it Redhead Sluts.
Okay.
Mm. It wasn't very PC, but should we move?
And what was it for? You get loads of Fat Frog in there as well.
Oh, Fat Frog. Oh!
And kind of like mad shots. Like
I love that shit.
You know, like they weren't like your base, like Mickey fans.
I still drink like that. Like, I love that shit.
Not shocked.
I love that shit. I love it. Hook it to my veins.
I remember like the levels of Molly's. Is what?
Yeah.
Do you know
when
it,
and it'd be so fucked when they'd like close off one area. It was like a labyrinth.
For 18.
Yeah. I'm like, I don't know where I'm going.
Oh, shout out to Emily Howard. Emily Howard had her 18th there.
I think that's one of the reasons I went to Molly's. Yeah. For her 18th.
Molly's was just, it was good for that era.
The music.
Yeah.
You would never be without a bit of party in the USA, which I was obsessed with.
No, the music was very poppy in there, which I do remember.
I loved it.
Yeah, it was very good.
Oh, it was like you went into my iPod.
But when I went there this year, I was actually haunted.
No, obviously.
Obviously. That was actually traumatic.
Anyway, moving on from that one.
Experience.
The best era, you can actually fight me on this.
Anal pain.
Angel Lane was the
Angel
best.
Angel Lane.
I was in Angel Lane on Stephen's night because I walked past the door.
Did you hear like
my friend's manager inside? So I was okay. Like, oh, I was langers and meant to be going home, and I was like, should I go in and say hi to Jamie? Did a shot of Baby Guinness. I was like, if I buy two, will you have one with me? She's like, I'm working.
And he's like, I've never left.
He's literally like, and? No. I'm 25. This is 2 days ago.
And you said you were okay.
Oh no, honestly, my favourite thing about Angel Lane, oh my God, just you get ready. I'm walking down the stairs. Do you remember walking down the stairs?
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
Into it, you feel like such the main character.
A celebrity.
Yeah, no, I
think
like,
about it. Do like, that sound? What? Do.
And that's like we found love is absolutely.
Oh my God, can we talk about the DJ? Oh my God. So we have this like private joke, all of our college friends, me, Ashling, and two other girls. And basically we used to like love the DJ in there because it used to be like this. So it used to be like do 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 Angeline. Yeah. Do, 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 do. Did we come here for love tonight? Do,
and do, it was every single it was, night.
Oh my God, he did it with New Rules as well.
Oh yeah, no, because I like
he'd go, do you know the rules, Angeline?
And like I was worked obsessed. There in first year, like in first year in college.
She did.
And like it was just an experience. Like I loved it. It's still one of my favourite jobs. I worked there in the best era.
You did.
Before they did it up.
Yeah. Oh, I haven't seen it done up.
Oh, it's lovely.
Is it though?
I liked it grittier. I love it a bit grittier.
It was such an experience. And you'd all be on a night out with college and I'd just be standing there being like, I have all of the gossip.
It was
I have all of it up here.
Yeah, that's true.
Because
you see it.
But I won't forget it.
Yeah.
You will.
I know. We all forgot everything. We go into Ashling for like the lowdown the next day and we're all hanging.
Like, what happened? Like Ashling will tell you. Is that angel statue still there?
Oh my God.
Angel of Angel Lane. Like,
yeah.
telling you. And that was on the second floor. Which I got into a fight. I got to, unless it was a very busy night.
I got into a fight in Angel Lane. My only ever fight.
Like, and I got sent home that night as well, so I was drinking with you, I think. Yeah.
I got into a fight. Someone came over to me and started fighting me, and I took their phone and I launched it across the club. And then he started coming for me, and then he got kicked out. Iconic.
Big slay.
Big slay.
Big slay.
No, not well, not well, not well. Oh, do you remember the people who used to not get into Angel and they'd be pushed to the side and they'd be bawling? No, yeah. I mean, like, you'd see these girls, they'd obviously just use their naked palette, like, and it'd be running down their face.
Like, they'd always have a shade of, like, neon on.
I would always see, like, a bit of blue somewhere for some reason.
I remember, actually, when I worked there, I got pulled into the office one night, and one of the bouncers was like, why was someone using your ID tonight? And I was like, is it my age card? Because I've reported that missing to the guards. Someone had found my age card
and used it
to try and get in, and they took it off her. And he was like, are you messing? And I was like, no, no, no. Like, I've reported this missing. That's I was like, you can ask inside because I lost it in Icon.
That is so
funny. He was like, no, I said it to the bouncers and looked there.
If you did, we forgive you. That's so iconic.
Oh,
but anyway.
It's so funny. But like, at the time, people knew I worked there. That's like. Nuts.
So I'm like, why would you bother?
Out of everyone to use.
But she probably just found it.
Yeah. And like, who looks like me at the time?
Honestly, Aisling, me and you had the same problem. No one looked like us.
I know, I had ID.
I didn't.
I did. I was Filipino. Anyway, like, because there's no one with like my skin tone.
Honestly,
Brie. Very different. So it was, mostly Asians that I'd borrow ID off of, or Indians.
Yeah.
And look, it worked. Like, it worked. Except for when they're like, so where were you, like, 2015 on holiday? I'm like, what? I'd be like, Thailand. And they're like, Hong Kong. I'm like, what?
I don't
just
know.
Let me in, like, like, why do you care?
I love that they ask you your zodiac sign. Like, you don't even know.
But
like,
that's so funny. If you just say it confidently, they'd like.
Because I went out on a night out. In sixth year.
Yeah.
And there was someone's 18th and they didn't let them in because they didn't know their star sign. I was like, are you joking?
I just can't get over it. That Scorpio behaviour anyway.
Oh my god, do you remember when people... No, honestly. Do you remember when people had their 18th in Angel Lane?
No.
And they'd have like the separate room that
upstairs.
Was like booked out. It was my dream to book that out.
I think
room.
It's called the Mez.
Oh, it was so cool. And it had its own
of Angel Lane.
And it had its own bar.
Oh, I do.
And you felt so fucking famous.
Did you know there's a third floor in Angel Lane?
Yeah.
I always thought that was magical. Like, once I had done all three floors, like, got into the third floor a couple of times.
The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe.
I was like, wow, I'm really, like, you know, I'm a master at this point.
I'm a mastermind.
Angel Lane has held so much trauma for me.
Really?
Oh, I loved it.
No, it was my favourite. No.
Like, I loved the, like, weird dance floor that was, like, a circle. Loved that.
You couldn't bring your drink on it, though.
No, God.
You
still can't.
You would be pelted off that if you brought a drink on.
It's the same in Icon, though. Same orders.
Yeah, because, recently when we were in house, you don't have to do that, and it felt so foreign.
Yeah.
Ah.
Yeah.
Was there
a
it's just adults.
Oh my god, like, there's a song that reminds me of it as well as I was in the 212.
Oh, yeah.
I remember.
Like, what summer, don't you?
I actually was in Angel Lane for my 18th.
Where are
all
you?
All coming back to me. I remember, like, after breaking up with ZX from the one I met in Punches, we were in Angel Lane and we were getting to, like, fight. No, I can't.
You got into fights, no?
Not like fist fights, just like
verbal,
not nice.
And she should.
Yeah. And then going off with other people on the couches. Oh, those couches in Angel Lane have seen some dirty things.
Oh, they have.
I have to say, though, I love it there.
It's
one of my favourite jobs.
Honestly, though.
I have to say, it's one of my favourites.
Actually, I have a confession about Angel Lane. Do you know when you're in the bathrooms? And there would never be fucking toilet paper.
Always.
They'd always be jammed in the little fucking thing.
Yeah.
It's like one of those circles with the little hole and you have to like pluck the tissue out.
Yeah.
Do you know? There's never toilet paper and the lines used to be going all the fucking time. I just developed a She-Hulk strength and I used to just fucking beat them down with my fist, break the lock and grab the tissue. And I would literally be like to one of the girls, I'd be like, sneeze or cough or something, something to cover the big bang of me opening the fucking toilet roll thing. And I said, oh, the like girls then like monitoring the bathroom, like, is everything okay? I'm like, yeah, it's fine. I'm just trying to get Lou roll here.
Oh my god.
Yeah. Anyways, just like damage to property, but anyway.
No, it was just the euphoria you'd feel.
Oh, I miss it so much.
It was going. It was like you said, going down those steps.
But it was just the music and going after down, being and you let know in. You're gonna have the best night on earth.
I was talking to Jamie about it, like I was out with Jamie last night. Who was my friend who's inside there. And she was like, we had such a great tag team because we'd be on the same bar. But she is so antisocial.
And she really is. I love her. Oh, but I love she's her. Really
and
is.
And I'm so social. So, like, my numbers would be so much lower than hers. But if anyone ever needed anything, they'd come up to the bar looking for me.
Yeah.
It was amazing.
Oh, my God. Everyone used to go, Ashley.
Yeah, on nights out.
No.
I did it many a time.
That was a whole moment in time.
Then icon.
You only go across the road, lads.
You know, it was like graduating from.
It was actually like fucking graduating.
Yeah,
I was 20s.
You're like, oh, I'm finally old enough to go into, like, we don't have to go to Angel
Icon
Lane
was
anymore.
A very, very good time as well, but it didn't hit the same as Angel Lane.
Icon started off good when, like, you were still kind of underage to get in there and you managed to sneak in. But once you're, like, actually old enough to get in there, you're like, what the fuck, this shit.
What is it, 20s?
I remember. 20s, yeah. I remember I went to a concert with Kira and Hamish, and I literally had, like, it was in, oh, it's Gavin James at King John's Castle, and I had, like, literally one thing of wine, like, one cup that they give you at the events, like, and I walked up to Icon, the bouncer wouldn't let me in, he was like, go home, love, you're too drunk, and I lost my shit. I actually lost my shit. I was like, how dare you tell me how much I've had to drink, it's too much, I know how much I've had. I literally lost it, like. And this is probably why I didn't quit much this year. Like, I lost it. It's like, how dare you not let me in?
They were cutthroat.
But especially because I was like, I literally am not drunk.
I know. Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, if I was hammered, I would concede. Not very gracefully, but I'd concede and be like, grand.
I never go out. And then this week I've gone out, the most I've gone out in the year.
It's a great time to catch her for a podcast.
Oh, yeah, yeah. But the same bouncer is always on the door on the way out. And, like, every night out, he lets me get ready at the drunk seat, which is where they put all the drunk girls before they, like, have to be left out. I'm always like, can I use the drunk seat to just get ready to go? And they're like, what do you mean? So I'll be taking my jacket out of my bag. I'll be getting the hat on, making sure the taxi's ordered. Mom. All inside the door and being like, I'll just be here.
As she should.
No need to look after me.
Oh god.
The nerve, nerve.
I just remember, like, people having that trouble getting into Icon.
Yeah.
That was, like, a major thing about this era. Whereas people didn't have that much. I don't remember that much with Angel Lane. I felt like they kind of left everyone in.
I get it when people are, like, inebriated and are going to be just messy and not nice.
But they also just take a disliking to a lot of people.
Sometimes they just don't like the fucking look of you. And I feel like Cardi B, what was the reason? Like, that is how I feel. But I hate bouncers.
Yeah, Icon is kind of
There's actually a Facebook page. It's like,
Limerick against corrupt bouncers.
Yeah, because they're that much of a problem. Like, they're awful.
See, I love them.
I love them too.
I'm sure they're lovely people and you'd love to sit down and have a chat with them. But don't put them onto man a fucking door in the most chaotic city in all of Ireland.
I have to say, never had a problem. Love you, boys. Thank you. Please keep letting me in. Love you.
We love the privilege here of the white male, don't we? Anyway. Screaming. So we have one that's an insider and works with them, so she'll get a no bother. The other one, it has white male privilege.
I think it's just for me being nice, to be honest. I mean, I'm a quite nice person.
I think it's because I'm lovely.
I am lovely.
But I beat you at reading, so it's fine.
Ashley has something to say.
So myself and Reece set the same reading goal in January, and I made it a point that I was going to win. I didn't tell him that though.
No.
I have read 55 books out of spite. How many of you read, Reece?
13. I'm very proud of it.
I won.
I smashed my goal.
Our goal was 12.
Exactly, 13. Smashed it. Even did an extra one on the side.
You boys actually make me feel a bit
but,
sick.
But, anyway, I know. But like, fully, it was out of spite in the beginning.
Actually, like, it kind of amazes me what you can do out of spite. Like.
Truly. Ashley can do so much shit out of spite.
Ashley, cure cancer out of spite. Will you?
No, I'm not that clever.
Not that
Ask Ashley to do an aquathlon. What's it called? Aquathlon sprint.
Yeah, we're not sure.
She'll do it out of spite.
Have you ever done 12 pull-ups and like successfully completed the 12?
No.
Okay.
I've never only done 12 pull-ups.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
I've only ever done 12 pull-ups either. Have you ever done it?
No, that's a lie. I have.
Well, let's do it next year.
Like, no, I'm lying.
No way. I was like, no, it's all coming back to me.
We'll have to do it next year.
I feel like the song, my hymn of the week for when this comes out has to be.
It's all coming back to me.
Celine Dion, paying her heart out.
Okay, it's the last one.
What's the last one?
The last one is kind of a mixture because you're old.
Icon.
No, well, Icon isn't really the last one.
No, you got, so, Punches, Molly's, Angel Lane, Icon, Nancy's?
Rotten Place.
I love Nancy's.
I know you're doing.
Get that slander away.
That's so funny.
You cannot tell me you are like all about Limerick and hate Nancy's.
I just don't like it. It's not me. It's not the vibe.
I don't like a late bar.
Me too.
I like a pub, then to a nightclub.
Exactly, me too.
I'm not a laid back girly.
It's always mobbed. You can never move.
Okay.
Right?
Not that bad.
No, but it's always mobbed. No, it's not that bad, but it's always mobbed. You can never move. It's out in the middle of nowhere. It's out in this paved fucking...
What do you mean? It's beside Icon.
No, but it's...
I mean, it's in the middle of nowhere.
No, but like, it's like... Oh, I just don't like it.
I don't like it. I'm not going there.
No, like, I don't...
Sorry, girls. I'm not a fan.
I don't dislike Nancy's. I just would rather go somewhere else.
I loved it. No way. I loved it during the COVID pandemic era, where it was like pub era.
Reese's telling lies.
No, I didn't mind. I went in there once, but they have awful metal seats. They are not made for plus size people. It was going up my arse. It was not comfortable.
Jones. There's not a throne for every king.
Exactly. Exactly. But I am going to be a basic girly. I'm going to say it. I love me a bit of house. I love getting dressed up. I love the aestheticness of it all. I love, and do you know what? I'm going to say it. I am a basic bitch. I love the parlour room. I love getting my picture in the mirror.
Some things don't need to be said recently.
Right, no, I'm going to say it. I'm going to say it for my basic girlies listening. Because I know there is some. Right?
Limerick's answer to Sophie Murray.
Truly, I am. I am. Right? I love going, getting dressed up, sitting in front of the mirror, getting my pickies, going down.
He's right? Like the receptionist. I love getting told up, feeling glamorous.
That's me.
I love feeling sexy, being sexy. It's my dream to go in there and get the fucking porn star martini tree. I'm going to do it before I die.
You know, you forget
before
those
he dies.
101 as well.
Yeah, but I don't like 101.
We don't like 101. No.
See, okay.
The levels, the rooms, it's very confusing. The service is always shit. And,
also, yeah. They were caught out for putting up the drink each hour.
Were they? Yeah.
Mm.
Stop it.
Scandal.
I
well, I, do you know what? I like 101, the bar.
Yeah.
Do you know, like where Maggie you sit down and have drinks? Yeah. Maggie Chews, that's it.
Yeah.
Opium. It's hell in there. It's horror.
I'm not a fan of opium, but it's
opium
just
is like a basement.
Yeah. Sorry, it's a basement. But opium, what I think about opium is, okay, nightclub, grand. Then you go out to the smoking area. The smoking area is a pop-up gazebo from B&Q.
Literally.
No, it is.
Literally.
But what? Why?
But do you know what? I actually, like, I love the whole idea of 101. I love the concept. I think the staff just need to be so much nicer. Shower pricks.
See, I know the staff and I love them all.
Ashing, you really need to rethink your acquaintances.
I've never actually had a problem with the staff, to be fair.
101 is not the vibe.
House, my queen.
I'm not a fan.
House is overrated.
I don't care. It's the only...
It's overrated, but it's the only option.
That's it. It's our overrated only option.
Where else are you going to go?
It's our OOO. 13, overrated 14, only option.
13, 14, nice but mopped. And when it's not mopped, it's old. Shit.
Bit old.
It is a bit old.
I haven't been
we went there the other day and I did not know one person.
And that being said, now Reese, when we were in there, my brother and his friends were behind us and they're younger.
Yeah, true. I don't
so
know.
It's very mixed.
Very mixed crowd. I liked
which
the,
isn't a bad
I
thing.
Have to say though, I loved the design. Really pretty cute. Yeah. Vibe, but no, I'm a house stand.
I just think the nightclubs in Limerick are absolutely fucking
oh girls if
shite.
Someone would actually shout out if, to Leanne Sheedy right
anybody
if
wants
Leanne
to
Sheedy is listening Leanne Sheedy she's not listening. But I will tell her to listen. I will text her to listen to hear.
Still want one of the
street. Yeah. She came up with the best idea one day. Go on. To make a club called 2002. That plays all 2000s. No, that plays all 2000s music. And it's for people who are 22 and above. I thought that was a great idea. Get her on to Limerick County Council.
Yeah, fuck the Opera House.
I don't even think it's the County Council doing the Opera House. It's done through Revenue, girls.
Oh, is it? Oh, Ashton coming in with all the intel.
We love that.
It was meant to be Revenue moving over.
Oh.
Right.
But now they are work from home, girls. So
girls, this was kind of a chaotic episode about Limerick.
Can I just, like, shed some light, though?
Go on,
like,
shed a bit of light.
As an ex-smoker. The smoking areas in not just Limerick, in Ireland, are so different everywhere else.
So true.
Like, I'm sorry, also remember the era of the fag machines being everywhere? Miss them.
No, they're still around.
Not everywhere.
Well, there was one in the Strand the other day.
Go on, well. I know.
I know, yeah.
The hotel.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why were you there?
Yeah, I was there with my family for Christmas.
Oh, big say.
Talk about something. I was not. Gone downhill. Anyway. Like, it's true.
No comment.
Like, Reese's store there anyway.
It's a horrible place.
Yeah.
It's hell in there, it's horror.
I'm like, don't leave me as an island, like, here. Like, when you all... I just said it, you're all fucking thinking it. Like, don't be telling lies.
Don't be telling lies. Don't be peddling lies.
I went to... Did I say this on a podcast episode already? When I went to Scotland to Hive...
I've told this
story so many times. I went to this, like, really, like, well-known, like, cheesy shit nightclub.
I'd love that.
You would fucking love it. It's a shithole, but you would love
that shit.
You get, like actual, like, drink, like, a shot of vodka and a measure of, like, lemonade or whatever. For a pound.
Oh, my God. Image of me.
At, like, 3 o'clock in the morning, they were playing Under the Sea. Like, the Disney version.
No, please.
Like, it was so funny. Loved it. Oh my God. And there are people there with their jaws swinging and they're all, like,
and vibing. That's in Edinburgh, is it?
Yeah, and they're all just vibing. We need to go, guys. It's so funny. But in there, it's all underground. And you know, like, the smoking area in Angel Lane? It's upstairs.
Yes.
I thought you could just spark up a fag. So I sparked up a fag in the middle of the nightclub. A bouncer came over and grabbed me to take me out. They're like, you have to get out. And the two girls I was with, Hamish's friends, they're like, she's not from here! She doesn't know what she's doing! I was like, is this not a smoking area? Like, and he goes, no, like, you could set the whole place on fire, the alarm's gonna go off, like, we'll have to be shut down, all this shit. And I was like, but this is like a smoking room where I'm from.
In Ireland, everywhere's a smoking room.
In my home country, everywhere's a smoking area.
Where are you from?
I smoked on the plane.
Oh, stop. And on that note, we're ending this podcast. Oh. Thank you so much, guys, for listening. We hope you loved Aisling.
Ta love.
Bye.
Yeah. We'll link Aisling's socials below. She's kind of an influencer.
No, she's not.
She is the OG influencer.
She's always my plus one. You'll always see her around.
Forever known as the plus one.
No, to be honest, I feel like from being my plus one, she's become more relevant than me.
Oh, it's iconic.
She's friends with more influencers than I am.
Oh, 100%. Like, I have influencers in my close friends on Instagram for no reason.
Anyways.
And they reply.
This is literally the content everyone needs.
It is. But anyways, we will see you soon. We love you so much. Follow us on socials. You know where we are, at the Confession Box Pod. And see you soon.
Eat pretty. Bye.
Bye.